Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of what the Bible says about envy. We've been defining envy as that feeling of displeasure produced when someone witnesses or hears about the blessing or the advantage or the success or prosperity of someone else. It's a feeling of displeasure when someone else is blessed. James 3:16 tells us this important thing about the subject of envy, and it's a warning. It says, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." This very simple statement gives us some insight by telling us that other things will come in on the tail of the sins of envy and strife. Confusion will come in, and then it says, every evil work. Billy Graham once wrote, "Envy can ruin reputations, split churches, and cause murders. Envy can shrink our circle of friends, ruin our business, and dwarf our souls. I have seen hundreds cursed by it." As James said, every evil work will come in on the tail of envy and strife. God doesn't want every evil work to crop up in your life because you are battling the sin of envy. Many Christians don't even recognize it as a sin, but think of it more in terms of just an uncomfortable feeling they have and a justified feeling they have when someone else seems to have more advantage in life than they have received. And yet, the Bible calls it sin and warns us against allowing this to be part of our life. Romans tells us it's one of the works of the flesh. And I wouldn't say to you that there's a spirit, a demonic spirit called envy, that puts pressure on the human spirit to see if we will embrace or come into agreement with this spirit of envy. If so, if your flesh will respond to that and embrace it, then you have fallen into the trap of the sin of envy. The Bible gives us many instances of envy at work in the lives of people and gives us insight into what will happen in a person's life if they allow envy to operate. The very first instance of envy that we find in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 4. This is the story of Cain and Abel. It says in verse 3 of chapter 4 of Genesis, "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.' Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose against Abel his brother and killed him." Now why did Cain murder Abel? The first murder in the Bible, here in Genesis chapter 4. Envy was at the root of this murder. Cain envied Abel because his offering had been accepted by God. Have you ever been envious when someone else appears to have found favor with perhaps your boss or someone you respect and admire? Envy is the sin that was at the root of this murder. Envy became hatred, and hatred then became murder. Envy is a very dangerous sin, and at first appearance, it doesn't seem like a sin at all, but a natural feeling that a person's having when they're confronted with a situation where someone else is receiving favor or blessing or success. And yet the Bible tells us it's a sin, and it's one that will bring in every evil work. A second instance of envy that we find in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 16. And this is the story about Sarah and Hagar. She was called Sarai at that time. She was Abram's wife, but she had not been able to bear any children. She had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar, and out of frustration, she suggested to Abram that he take Hagar and have sexual intercourse with her so that perhaps she could obtain children by Hagar. Abram complied, which was definitely not God's will, and Hagar became impregnated and produced Ishmael. Verse 4 tells us that when Hagar saw that she had conceived a child, she despised her mistress in her own eyes. Sarai was so upset about it that she began to treat the maidservant very harshly, and as a result, Hagar fled into the wilderness to escape the harsh treatment from Sarai. Envy was at the root of this sin. Envy because Hagar became pregnant when Sarai had not been able to become pregnant, and it then escalated into a sin of harshness toward Hagar, mistreatment of her, which eventually drove Hagar to leave and run off into the wilderness. Envy is a very dangerous sin that will bring on other sins, if not repented of, and the grace of God brought into the situation to give you the grace to let that go and to trust God for your own situation. A third instance or example of envy that we find in the book of Genesis is in Genesis chapter 26. In this chapter, we find that there was a great famine in the land and that Isaac was dwelling in the land at that time. And the Lord appeared to him and told him not to go down to Egypt, even though there was a famine where he was, but to stay there and to plant seed, and God would bless him. So it says in verse 12 of Genesis 26, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him." Why did the Philistines envy him? The Philistines envied Isaac's prosperity. Do you remember our definition of envy? The feeling of displeasure produced by witnessing or hearing of the prosperity or success or advantage of someone else. Well, that's what happened with the Philistines. They saw Isaac's prosperity and became very envious. The very next verse tells us that those Philistines stopped up all the wells which Isaac's father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, and they filled them with earth. And they went on to say, "Go away from us, for you're mightier than we." Now, what was that about? That envy drove the Philistines to try to cause problems for Isaac, to try to make it hard for him to continue to prosper. Have you ever felt envious because of someone else's prosperity and wished you could thwart their prosperity? That's exactly what the Philistines were doing here with Isaac. They tried to make it hard. How could he have many flocks and herds if he couldn't have water to water those flocks and herds with? So they stopped up his wells to make it very difficult for him to continue prospering. And then they drove him out of the area. Envy is a dangerous sin, but a subtle one that will eventually propel you into further serious sin. Sin of envy becomes the sin of hatred, becomes the sin of murder, or the sin of covetousness, as it did here with the case of Isaac. We'll continue tomorrow taking a look at biblical examples and instances of envy in the Word of God and how they relate to our current day situation and how we need to avoid envy at all cost. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to live a life free from envy and have a victorious week. Hi, friends. This is Rita again. I wanted to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.